Welcome back into Super Bracket Bros. Thank you once again for joining us. As always, I am Jay, your host and your personal bracketologist. And as always here, I have Eli joining me. How are you doing today, Eli?
I was going to make a riff about how I'm hungry for spaghetti. And now I'm actually hungry for spaghetti.
Well done, well done. You know, I kind of figured you'd just open it and say, It's-a-me, a Mario, or something to that effect. So
I did that last episode.
Possibly also slightly discriminatory towards Italians, but, you know, we'll look past that. All right. Anyways, you have found yourself into Super Bracket Bros, the podcast where we have taken 32 fictional characters and put them in a tournament against each other in a series of one-on-one matchups to see just who is the best of the best. And today we have started with the last bracket of the first round. We are getting into the South. How you feel about that, Eli?
I'm really excited, you know. These first rounds have been super fun, a little bit janky in the best kind of way. But looking ahead at the second round, we've got some really prime matchups.
Yeah, absolutely. We just have four more matchups to get through, and we're going to kick it off with the one seed of the South. We have Wonder Woman taking on the eight seed in a Mario.
A Mario. Not Mario. A Mario.
A Mario.
A Mario.
So, yes, we have brought this matchup for you here today. Let's chat about who these characters are, shall we?
Well, to start things off, we're going with, you know, all comic book characters we've done so far have been from their movies. This is going to be the Gal Gadot, Princess Diana.
Yep, yeah, so this will be the DCEU, the DC Extended Universe version of this Wonder Woman. So we'll go with the movie version, just kind of keep things streamlined a little bit. And then, you know, I didn't think it would be possible to have a character with more versions than a DC character, but yet we also have Mario here.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about the extent of, because we've talked about with other video game characters, all the tools at their disposal, some game-breaking things.
Yeah, yeah. So just like we've talked about with other characters, we'll narrow that down a little bit. So let's actually start with the higher seed a little bit more simple somehow. Let's start with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman, also known as Princess Diana of, now tell me if I get this right, Themyscira?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
She first appeared in the comic version, of course. She appeared in All-Star Comics number 8 in 1941. She was created by William Moulton Marston and H.G. Peter. More on Marston in a little bit. She would go on to appear in TV shows and movies before her most recent cinematic iteration. Her first appearance was in Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice in 2016, then her own movie in 2017, and most recently in Justice League in 2018, and is set to appear in Wonder Woman 1984 later this year. So definitely Wonder Woman is back on the rise again.
She's one of the OG Justice League. You know, she always appears to be number three on the roster behind Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
In terms of just authority and just like marketability, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely. She's definitely up there in the rankings. Always, you know, like you said, founding member in the comics and is always part of the Justice League, it seems, in all the comic lines. And of course, obviously, that applies to the movies as well. Did you know that this is pretty embarrassing for DC. In the 60s, when she essentially demoted to be a housewife.
Oh.
As soon as she got with Trevor.
Oh.
She literally opened a clothes shop. They put out comics of Wonder Woman going to the grocery store. And making Trevor dinner.
Oh, that hurts. That stings. 1960s, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so she's been through ups and downs in various respect levels. And, like, her origin story has been changed to kind of fit the era, you know, in the 40s. You know, when she was created, it was a feminist icon. And then in the 50s, the origin story was changed to fit, you know, the Amazon story was changed, that the Amazons came to be because all their husbands died in the war. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's, you know, just like all comic book characters, it changes. But Wonder Woman, as I was reading her history, definitely gets the shaft.
Yeah, changes for the worse. But, I mean, the new reboot, Gal Gadot, I don't know the comic canon at all, but in terms of just the widespread appeal of the movies, Wonder Woman is being touted as just an absolute badass.
Yeah, and honestly,
justly so.
The movie, the origin story of the Wonder Woman movie, pretty closely aligns with what I was reading as the origin story in the comics from the 40s, like the original, because Marston, the author of Wonder Woman, he created the character, was an interesting guy, to say the least.
Quote unquote interesting.
Yes. So, I mean, he was a fairly, not like a feminist icon by any means, but he was a feminist and had very progressive ideas about things. And I'm bringing to you the first official Super Bracket Bros trivia time.
Oh boy, here we go. Let's go.
So, the creator of Wonder Woman was many things. Which of these things is false? So, of the five things, tell me which one is incorrect.
Okay.
Knowing nothing about this guy.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Psychiatrist, polyamorous, part inventor of the lie detector, father of 13 children, 2006 inductee into the Comic Book Hall of Fame.
Okay, I need to process this.
We have psychiatrist,
right?
Polyamorous, part inventor of the lie detector, father of 13 children, 2006 inductee to the Comic Book Hall of Fame.
Is the lie detector?
No, he helped invent the lie detector.
He did?
Yes, he did.
What's false?
That he's the father of 13 children.
Oh, I thought the polyamorous.
Yeah, no, he was also polyamorous. He had his wife and then their partner, and he had two children with each of them.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a psychiatrist. And he is in the Comic Book Hall of Fame as of 2006.
See, that seemed like the gimme. Yeah. That seemed like, you know, answer E of like, don't pick that one.
Exactly. Go read his Wikipedia. He had a storied life.
Sounds like it.
There we have Wonder Woman. Now let's get on to the possibly more convoluted story of Mario.
Oh my god.
So we have Mario debuted as Jumpman in the arcade game Donkey Kong in 1981. Jumpman was obviously later renamed Mario in the 1982 arcade game Donkey Kong Jr., the only game in which he's appeared as the antagonist.
Really?
Yeah. I think the story goes is you play as Donkey Kong Jr. and you're trying to save your dad.
Yeah,
Donkey
Kong. That's, I've heard that in Cranky Kong was the original.
Yeah, like that. You're playing as Junior trying to save your dad from the evil Mario who stole your dad after stealing your wife, maybe? I don't know.
No, that was Pauline. It was just a girlfriend.
Yeah, Pauline.
Okay. Mario's not one to commit to relationships. He just saves whatever girl needs it.
He's just like, she's polyamorous. In the 1983 arcade game Mario Bros, Mario and his younger brother Luigi are portrayed as Italian-American plumbers, finally, who have to defeat the creatures that have been coming from the sewers below New York City. And much more recently, his latest appearance was in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020.
Can you think of a more famous video game character?
Absolutely not.
Like, I know we're giving into the backstory of Mario, but we really, you know, we're going from Magnus, who is such a niche, beloved character for a certain circle of fans,
yeah,
to the symbol of an entire medium.
I know. The eighth seed of this tournament is the most famous character probably in this entire tournament. Like, beyond, like, video games fans, like, the whole world, like, everybody recognizes Mario.
And this is where there's so many different iterations of Mario. You know, it's sort of like video, what we were talking about, video games. There's no specific canon. Mm-hmm. There's no one. Obviously, Wonder Woman has all her iterations, but we're going with the movie.
Yeah.
What version of Mario are we going with?
As with most times, we're probably going to cheat a little bit here. I sort of imagine a mix between the, like, base Mario that you see in, like, Mario Odyssey, plus a Mario that you see in, like, Super Smash Brothers. So, more of a fighting Mario, like you see, but with some of the abilities that you see in Odyssey. So, like, he can throw his hat, he can throw fireballs, things like that. But
his main series is the Super Mario Brothers series. Correct. Like, there's the parties, the carts, you know, and all that, but mm-hmm. the platformer is his bread and butter. And in those, he gets hit once, he dies.
Yeah.
So we can't really go off that.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, Super Smash Brothers, that'd probably be our best bet.
I think so. I think it's a nice happy medium between the purported faster-than-light feats that we've been reading that Mario supposedly undertakes.
If you want a treat, go to the Versus Wiki.
Yeah,
go to the
Versus Wiki, look at Mario. You he has to have the most different entries and the most ridiculous feats ever. So just go to Versus Wiki, search Mario, and you let us know if we should use that Mario.
But for all intents and purposes, for this battle, he's going to be more of a traditional hand-to-hand fighter with some projectiles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of all the Mario Karts and the Super Marios, how many games has Mario been in? Not cameoed in, but been in. Here are the five different options from lowest to highest. 65 games, 135 games, 240 games, 978 games, 1,480 games.
Holy shit.
According to MarioWiki.com.
oh no, I was gonna lowball it, but not that you said it's from the wiki.
I counted them all. So just keep that in mind. How long could I count?
240, I'm gonna go 240.
Congratulations, you win.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd count 1,400 of anything.
You were correct. Yeah, 240 games. And now, I like this question better. So we've got another Mario question. Some of these titles.
You just changed your name from Bracket Master to Quiz Master.
I can be both. Which of these titles is not a real Mario game?
Oh boy.
So, 4 out of 5 of these are real. One of these I made up.
Okay.
We have Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars for SNES, 1996. Dance Dance Revolution, Mario Mix for GameCube, 2005. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam for DS, 2015. I Am a Teacher, Super Mario Sweater for PC, 1988. Mario and Luigi's Grand Adventure, Donkey Kong in Europe, for SNES, 1995.
It's one of those last two, because I've heard all those.
Oh, you've actually heard of the top three.
Paper Jam and everything? Yeah, I've heard of those.
I mean, Paper Jam, that was kind of my gimme. You've heard of Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix?
Yeah, I remember walking into, was it Blockbuster, and seeing Mario do the, like, street dance.
Which one did I make up?
What were the last two?
I Am a Teacher, Super Mario Sweater, and this was for PC in 1988, or Mario and Luigi's Grand Adventure, Donkey Kong in Europe, for SNES, 1995.
Oh, they're so specific, both of them. I'm going with Sweater.
You think Sweater is the fake one?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Damn it.
There were so many teaching Mario games.
Oh my god, I couldn't believe that.
It was like, there was like preschool ones and counting numbers Mario games, and they were all for like PC. No, but yes, I made up Mario and Luigi's Grand Adventure, Donkey Kong in Europe.
That sounds so believable. I kind of love it.
If you're listening, Nintendo, that is all my trivia time for today.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, we're having fun and everything, but these two fighters, they don't, you know, we talked about Magnus with his, you know, all of his tools and craziness. We talked about Toph with all her craziness. Both these fighters are melee.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like, they're 100% melee fighters. They're going to get up and close with each other for the most part, you know. Wonder Woman has her lasso, but you also have Mario with his fireballs. But I guess let's get into it, yeah?
Absolutely.
So we have Wonder Woman as our one seed. What should be our home field advantage?
Well, we're thinking about the movie, obviously. Part of me wants to see Mario just in World War One, just in the trenches.
In no man's land?
Yeah, something about that just makes me smile.
You can see Wonder Woman pops up, expects to see a field of Germans. There's just Mario standing there.
Wahoo!
Yeah, I'll go with that. I mean, you could go with her home island, Themyscira, but I like World War One, No Man's Land.
I think both,
in the trenches,
Themyscira and No Man's Land. I think both these fighters are just gonna like not use their environment too much.
Yeah,
yeah. So let's just make it as silly as possible.
How do these two characters approach each other?
So in addition to seeing a fat Italian plumber running at her, he also has a hat with eyes.
Yeah, he has a hat with eyes.
Staring right. Is Hattie doing the 1,000-yard stare?
Absolutely.
You wouldn't believe the things I've seen.
Yeah, this is Mario fresh off the Italian battlefront, fighting for the homeland.
Not going well. He just knifed a Frenchman in a trench and watched him bleed out for 3 hours.
Just sat there staring at it.
It's all quiet on the Western Front except for a wahoo distance.
Jumping from trench to trench.
Goomba stomps soldiers. And all that's left is their little helmet.
He jumps on the helmet and shoots the helmet towards the other soldiers and it blows them up. I think we might be making Mario too OP here.
A little bit. It is worth stating, though, that with Cappy, sorry, I said Hattie. Its name is Cappy.
Gotta get that straight.
Gotta get that lore right. But Cappy is able to possess people.
Yes, he is.
Not unlike Danny Phantom's overshadow ability.
Mm-hmm.
For an indefinite amount of time in the game, obviously, Mario mm-hmm. can control anything that's not wearing a hat.
Yeah.
So,
but one piece of equipment we haven't mentioned, Wonder Woman's wearing a hat.
When you say that, I imagine like a deer hunting hat, like with caps, because that's my go-to for a hat. I know she has a tiara, but
you could not have said a more Wisconsin statement than the first image of a hat is a deer hunter hat. Thank you for geolocating our podcast.
Damn it.
Mario does have this ability. I could see, I mean, of course he's going to attempt it, right? But I don't see it going anywhere. For the same reasons that Danny's overshadow didn't really go anywhere, I don't really see it overtaking Wonder Woman.
And so I think Mario closes the distance. And,
Yeah, Mario is going balls to the wall.
Yeah, no, he doesn't care. You look no. in the eyes, his eyes, you know, Cappy's doing the 1,000-yard stare. Mario doesn't care.
No, the reason Cappy has the 1,000-yard stare
is because of all the people Mario murdered.
Yeah. Mario in this fictitious world where he's a World War I vet.
You know, okay, here's how we're starting the fight. Wonder Woman walks on the scene and just sees a bunch of soldiers just quivering in the trenches. And she's like, what's happened? Like, there's just a bunch of helmets lying around with nobody there. And a soldier just like, he's coming. And she's like, what? And he stomps. The stomping is coming.
The stomping man.
Jump man. Do you know his name? He just yells out, it's-a-me! And then everyone dies.
You just see Miyamoto in the background taking notes like, I see.
He's got his own helmet, like a ghillie suit. Yeah.
That's where Miyamoto got the idea. There was some like Italian World War I vet that like killed people by jumping on them.
Is this how he became a plumber? He came back home, couldn't find any work?
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the fight.
So Mario's going in for the kill.
Yeah, absolutely. He goes in for one of his patented Goomba stomps into the trench.
Yeah, no, Mario, I'm not going to say he's super fast, but I mean, he's got some agility to him. He goes up for the jump, probably goes right for her head. Wonder Woman probably deflects with the shield or, you know, slashes at him either way.
I think she has the shield ready and Mario like stomps on it and she basically like throws him upward.
Launches him, yeah.
Yeah, and so I think Mario lands gracefully, because he is a jump man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't see him having any problem with that, yeah.
Yeah, and so, this is so weird. We've never had a character who's so quick vertically.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just like, he can jump from anywhere at any time, yeah. Like, and land perfectly fine.
And so Wonder Woman gets out of the trench, and I think this is where Mario throws the hat, maybe, for the first time. Now, it is worth noting, in Odyssey, if an enemy is wearing a hat, you have to hit Cappy once, and the hat knocks off, and then you can hit him again to possess them.
Oh, so you can toss the hat
at Wonder Woman.
At Wonder Woman's head, knock off the tiara, and then throw it back at him, at her, and then possess.
The thing is, though, is that that's a hat. It's not a super fast projectile.
Yeah, like, maybe during the course of this fight, he gets away with it once. At some point, like, he's faster than she expects, you know, if, like, he bounces in a direction that Wonder Woman doesn't expect, you know, and tosses the hat right away. I could see that. I don't see it happening ever a second time. Like, I see it more likely Wonder Woman, like, blocks it with her sword and cuts the hat in half.
Oh, no! Like, I'm not saying that because I don't want Cappy to die, but I'm also saying that I don't think she'll, like, slash at a projectile first. I think she'll raise up her shield and Cappy will just, like, softly hit it and then fall down.
Does the hat not return?
It returns, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's going to hit.
Yeah, but it's just imagine a hat hitting a shield, that sound.
Like she's going to brace for impact, and then it's just going to, like, not even like.
And then I think that's where Wonder Woman charges him with the sword.
Yeah. So when Wonder Woman goes on the offensive, what does Mario do?
I think he jumps.
He just jumps out of the way. That's his only defense.
Well, if we're going with Smash Brothers, in Smash Brothers, Mario is always like the neutral character. And, you know, there's like a million characters in Ultimate, but Mario is always the like if you want something simple, easy to use, really capable.
Yeah, like good introductory character.
So I can totally, this, you know, I'm not comparing Mario to like Mr. Incredible here, but they both kind of have this base, you know, bread and butter where they're good at a lot of things but not too great at, you know, one thing or another. Mm-hmm. So I can see him being able to dodge the slash, and then I think this is where Mario might, you know, start bringing in the melee hits.
Yeah, I can see him bringing in a couple of melee. It's weird thinking about him in a 3D space. Like,
I wanted to ask, how tall is Mario?
I'm sure it's canon somewhere. I guess I would imagine somewhere 5 foot, something like 5.5.
I was so worried you're gonna say like 6 foot or something. No. And that just looked weird in my head.
Absolutely not.
So what, like 4.5, 5 foot?
If he's like average height in this version, like, and we like include like Mario history, like he has a tiny version, regular version, and then like a slightly larger version, that could be like the 6'4 Mario versus like 5'6 Mario versus like 4'1 Mario.
I know we're not doing this, but I'd love to imagine if Wonder Woman gets a hit in and you just see him shrink.
You see him shrink, yeah.
You know, I'm going off Smash Brothers, and there are human characters in Smash Brothers, and he's always like a head shorter. But
yeah,
like,
I would say he's a little under average. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he maybe goes for a roundhouse kick, a few punches, but I think Wonder Woman.
Yeah, like it's just interesting thinking about him like a boxer, like trying to come in with hits like around the shield, like to try to get hits in. Yeah. Like,
and remember, this guy just murdered a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so Wonder Woman's gonna be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think she takes this opponent lightly by any means, you know. Yeah, so I could see Mario, and just, I don't see, it, if he makes contact with the shield, like, I just don't see it, like, he's not gonna blow through the shield by any means, like, he's not gonna, like, send Wonder Woman flying by any means, you know, he just doesn't have that kind of power.
No.
And so, like, in order for Mario to do damage, he's gonna have to get direct hits on Wonder Woman.
And even then, Wonder Woman's a tanky character.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, she is a demigoddess, and you know, the only thing according to the Versus wiki that can harm her are sharp objects like bullets.
Yeah. Sure.
But guns aren't Mario's MO.
No, unless
I mean, we are on a battlefield.
Exactly, we're a World War One battlefield. Can he use Cappy on dead people?
No.
If he takes on a World War One soldier persona.
We're dead.
And he gets a gun.
We're not making Mario a necromancer. We're done.
Well, now that we've gotten into Mario necromancy, I think it's a good time for halftime.
Yeah, I think so.
And welcome to your halftime show. Sorry to interrupt that very intriguing fight, as I'm sure you're all on the edge of your seats, but we promise we'll make this halftime quick. So we want to thank the Better Buddies podcast, hosted by RJ, friend of the show. They, in one of their most recent episodes, came up with a plethora of suggestions for us, and we're going to be taking on a few of them and putting them in a sort of miniature tournament. And so we have 8 matchups currently. We have a first round. We're going to take, hopefully our idea here is to take 10 seconds per first round matchups, 20 seconds for each second round, 30 seconds for each third round, and 1 whole minute for the final round. That means this segment should take exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Jay, I think you have a tournament problem.
You're the one doing this with me. You are enabling my addiction. If this is anybody's fault, it's your fault. Okay, so we're going to do this rapid fire style. I'm going to read it. We're going to make a decision. It's going to be great.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Who would win in a fight? Starting now. Squanch Cat versus Cheshire Cat.
What's a Squanch Cat?
From Rick and Morty.
Oh, Cheshire.
Cheshire for sure. I hate Squanch Cat. Second matchup, Garfield versus Salem.
Oh, Salem.
Salem?
From Sabrina?
Yeah.
Yeah, Salem.
You're very convinced about that. I'll go with it. Okay, next one. The entire cast of Cats versus Cat in the Hat. You have 5 seconds.
Cat, the Jellicles.
Okay, Puss in Boots versus Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots has a sword. He wins. Okay, Crypto the Super Dog versus Bolt.
Super Dog.
Yes, you're correct. Bolt has no powers. That's dumb. Okay. We have... Oh, I can't read my own handwriting. Stitch versus... I think it says Frank and Weenie.
Oh, Stitch.
Yeah, Stitch wins all. Okay. Scooby-Doo versus Goofy.
Oh, Goofy.
Goofy?
Thumbs.
What, is he going to pick up a gun and shoot Scooby? All right, fine. Goofy. All right. Clifford versus Fluffy. From Harry Potter.
Oh, Fluffy.
Fluffy, for yeah, sure. Fluffy. Three-headed dog. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
okay.
Kind of softy, though.
That's 10 seconds. Now we have 20 seconds, so we can take our time here. We have Cheshire Cat versus Salem.
Cheshire.
Cheshire?
His powers are so vague.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just a talking cat.
I know. He could...
Call in backup.
He's... call him backup. I mean, he can phase out, so...
Let's go Cheshire.
Cheshire, okay. We have the entire cast of Cats versus Puss in Boots.
The image of Puss in Boots cutting down the Jellicles. We're going so Puss in Boots. Puss in Boots. Boots.
He's just going to slaughter him like Mario on the World War One battlefield.
They're just like, ooh, my name is... Ugh!
Okay, we're running over. Super Dog versus Stitch.
Super Dog.
Stitch? Are you kidding?
I'll go Stitch.
Yeah, Stitch has guns.
Shit, I forgot.
What did we say? Goofy?
Yeah.
Goofy versus Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Goofy from Kingdom Hearts?
Fluffy.
Fluffy, yeah. Fuck Goofy. I hate you, Goofy. I hope you know that.
Oh, no.
All right, okay. Giving ourselves a little more time here. We should have 30 seconds. All right, we have the Cheshire Cat versus Puss in Boots.
Okay, so Cheshire Cat can evade. Mm-hmm. He's a trickster, but how is he going to beat Puss in Boots?
I don't know. I don't know of any offensive capabilities. We've just kind of assumed that he's just going to, smother the rest of his opponents?
Yeah, I don't know. I, lead him down a dark forest path and... fall into a pit or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I give Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
More agility, more comparable fighting.
Yeah.
I like Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. I think we fucked up our 4 minutes and 20 seconds, but let's still try to finish it by then.
Okay.
Okay, we have Fluffy versus Stitch.
Probably
Stitch?
Well, if we're giving him guns.
Yeah, he way has mobility on this.
Yeah, and Fluffy might have size, but, we've seen smaller opponents with More agility and power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think agility and power.
Yeah.
Let's go with Stitch.
Yeah, I would go with Stitch too. Yeah, I mean, if it came down to it, he could probably throw Fluffy.
He's super strong. I forgot he's super strong.
Yeah, let's go with that. He's crazy strong.
Yeah.
All right, so we are at... Okay, we have 30 seconds for this last matchup.
Puss in Boots
versus Stitch.
Okay, so we know how Stitch is going to win. How is Puss in Boots going to win?
I don't know. Can he close in on Stitch? Can he even get close to him?
Let's assume that he can. Is the sword going to hurt Stitch?
I think it could do minor damage to him, but I don't think it could end up, doing mortal damage to
him. Just, not even mortal damage, just enough. I give it to Stitch. Power, versatility,
yeah.
And literally everything.
I'd give it to Stitch, too.
Yeah, so Stitch is the winner.
Stitch is the winner. Nailed it. 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Time it yourselves at home. I fucking dare you.
I'm sorry. I can't get over Puss in Boots murdering a whole Broadway cast. They're all on stage in the shadows and Puss's eyes just light up and you see Angelical just...
So you're here first. Stitch wins the tournament of dogs and cats.
If you want to continue Jay's tournament obsession, right into the show.
Yeah, right into the show. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Let us know. Email us at superbracketbros@gmail.com. Let us know your suggestions. If you want to throw in 16 whole characters and you want to hear the 4-minute, 20-second breakdown again, you want your half times to be shorter, then you can do that.
All right.
We'd love it.
Thank you. Again, that was RJ from the Better Buddies podcast.
That is correct. Thank you again for the suggestion. We sincerely appreciate it. One thing I want to suggest to everybody, one social media that I've taken a liking to for the show, check us out on Instagram. Great place to check us out, keep updated with the episodes, and stay in tune with the community. So go like us on Instagram. It's a great place to start if you haven't done anything yet. But let's get back into the show, shall we?
Sounds good.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to that halftime. Let's get back into the fight here. Remind me, where were we at?
I think we left off with Mario delivering some punches and kicks and not dealing any damage to Wonder Woman. I think they're kind of sizing each other up at this moment.
Yeah, I see Wonder Woman is sizing Mario up. Does Mario do any sizing up, or does he just kind of go for it?
How tactical is Mario?
I mean, there was the Mario and Rabbids XCOM game that came out a couple years ago.
You would play that. But I do think that is saying that Mario is probably our least tactical. Maybe up there with Crash.
And ooh, here we go. Who's more tactical, Crash, Bandicoot, or Mario?
I think Mario.
Yeah, I would go with Mario too.
But I think there is something to say of just Mario's just... I think he's just going to keep swinging and hitting.
Yeah.
I don't think he has the wherewithal to run away from an Amazon goddess.
Yeah, so, okay. He keeps going for the hitting. I mean, just for the sake of argument, how many Mario punches can Wonder Woman take?
Okay, so we're going on Smash Brothers logic.
Yeah. Before he can launch his final Smash, how many hits does it take to launch Wonder Woman?
The thing is like, you know, the jabs and everything in Smash Brothers, they don't do a whole lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
They're more like mosquito bites.
Yeah.
It's the smash attacks that you want to land. And right. It takes more time than just a short jab to land a smash attack.
Correct.
And so Wonder Woman's a goddess.
Yeah.
Even without her.
I mean, she's going to be the equivalent to like a heavy character in Smash. Like, she's going to take a lot of damage. Like,
so I think maybe, oh God, like 10 good smash attacks?
Yeah, smash attacks. And I mean, like, you're talking like dozens and dozens and dozens of regular jabs, too. Like,
yeah.
And to get in those smash attacks, you know, he's like you said, he's got to do a wind up. Wonder Woman's going to be able to take advantage of that, either just rushing him with the shield and pushing him back or
cutting him.
Yeah. Like, just like any of the Fire Emblem characters, like going for a slash with the sword. And, you know, those are pretty heavy hitters as well.
I do love, if we're operating on Smash Brothers logic, that Wonder Woman just cuts Mario and he doesn't take a cut. He just, like, flashes for a second.
Yeah.
And then, like, steam starts rising from him.
Yeah.
And she's like, what?
What the fuck is going on?
So, is Wonder Woman fucking cutting Mario? Just
lopping off limbs. I mean, that's where Mario, like, being an agile character, I think, comes into play, where he can jump around and move around.
Yeah, I think she's going to get little, like, nips in, but
mm-hmm.
Mario is agile.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I'll give him that. Like, he can get up and out of the way pretty fast. And so I think any of the attacks Wonder Woman lands are going to have to come from counterattacks.
I honestly think she might drop the sword and go for the lasso.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the big thing with Mario is he's very evasive. Mm-hmm. You know, she's blocking. She's been on the defensive most of this fight.
Yeah.
And so seeing him jump around, bring out the lasso, and we got to bring this up. The lasso of truth wraps around Mario. What does Mario say?
It's me, Luigi. He confesses for the first time ever that he is actually Luigi, and he brainwashed his brother into thinking that he was Luigi.
Just the lesser gaslit.
And you see the red melt away from Mario and he turns green. But yeah, I mean, can she get him in the lasso? Is this one of the things he's fast enough to avoid? Because I imagine if she gets him in the lasso,
The fight's over,
honestly. Like,
so we talked about how many hits Wonder Woman can tank from Mario. How many hits does Mario tank from Wonder Woman?
A
punch or a kick?
Like,
maybe two.
Maybe one of each. Like, okay, I mean, I'll give him a little bit more than that, but I mean, if she puts him on the ground, like, and she will, like, corner him into the ground, like, either rebuffing him with a shield or just, like, using a bracer to bash him over the head. Okay, here's one thing we haven't talked about. does Mario's fireballs do anything?
I have to imagine there's no precedence in the movies for like fire immunity.
Ares kind of turns into fire at the end.
Shit.
And kind of full-on blasts her with fire, doesn't he? He's essentially, like, I mean, he's the god of war, but, like, all his things are on fire.
Yeah.
Throughout the entire fight.
How much damage does he do?
She doesn't really seem to sweat it too much. I mean, like, she gets hurt, and, like, it's a tough fight, but I'm not saying Mario's Ares.
Yeah, let's say the fireballs don't do much. Okay, this is very reminiscent of the Raiden crash fight.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's, okay, Mario is evasive.
Yeah, I think I'm not all in on Mario's camp. So I didn't spend the last week trying to imagine Mario winning scenarios.
But let's think about it. We said Wonder Woman can take like 20 of Mario's biggest hits.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mario has evasion. Okay, you know what? Let's see, Wonder Woman gets most of her wins by just beating the ever-loving shit out of this guy, right?
Yeah.
Very, like, we know how she's winning.
Yeah.
Mario, his fireballs don't do nothing.
No, they don't do nothing.
His power strikes do, kind of decent damage, but...
If you can get him in.
Yep. The Cappy, though. Say, during the fight, the tiara gets knocked off, and Mario's eyes open up, and he throws that cap, and Wonder Woman is possessed.
I mean, yeah, he would win. If that happens.
No, but, like that... I compared it to Danny Phantom's overshadow ability.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman, I assume, would fight it, wouldn't she?
I mean, yeah, she would fight it.
I'm thinking of one more crazy-ass scenario.
Please, because this hasn't gone on long enough.
I think Wonder Woman gets a square kick in, essentially punts Mario into a trench.
Yeah.
And in that trench is growing some fungi.
Middle of no man's land.
In the middle of no man's land.
Yeah.
And Mario takes a bite of that mushroom, that good old shroom.
Sure.
And for the sake of this hypothetical scenario, let's say it's a super mushroom.
Sure.
She just witnesses this fat Italian plumber with a hat with eyes, a sentient hat, grow like three times the size. And it's just mean mugging her across the way.
So even if Giant Mario goes after Wonder Woman, she uses the lasso to go around his leg and trips him.
It's just AT-AT like, him.
Yeah, exactly. She AT-ATs him, like, Empire Strikes Back style. Like, again, just uses the sword to, like, defend him back or uses the shield to protect herself. Like, there is nothing about Wonder Woman that tells me she can't... She's not still stronger than Mario.
Yeah, super, super Mario.
Yeah,
Super Mario.
Like, the only thing is if a shooting star came down on this battlefield...
And gave him immunity.
And gave him immunity. That's the... And he just runs up to Wonder Woman, and she just, like, like, pops up stale and falls over and through the ground. Like, like, that's the only way Mario wins, besides Cappy. So, here at Super Bracket Bros, how we determine the winner is each of us gives a certain out of 10 for each character to determine exactly who the winner is, and we go with whoever is more confident if we disagree. Otherwise, obviously, if we agree, we go with that person. No 5 out of 10s allowed. So, Eli, out of 10 times.
I'm going 9, because I don't believe in 10 out of 10s. I think in some universe, for a split moment, in one matchup, Mario possesses Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he gets his... Yep. And then all the other ones is Wonder Woman just being Wonder Woman fighting an opponent of who eats too much pasta.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Yeah, I'm going to go with Wonder Woman. I don't like 10 out of 10s, but honestly, you know what? I'll stick to my principles. 9 out of 10 times. In some universe, in some podcast, somebody is rationalizing Mario winning this fight.
And it's just, you know, if we gave Mario, like, everything on that versus wiki,
there are versions of Mario that would win all the fights. He's freaking Mario. It's just the version that we picked that probably determined this fight.
You know, we talk about matchups. You know, matchups really are the most important thing in a tournament.
Mm.
You could have the best fighter. In the case of All Might versus Poe,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was a 1-8 seed, but Poe was specifically designed
yeah.
to be All Might in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Mario is doing the thing Wonder Woman does, but Wonder Woman is so much better at it.
Yeah. Just durability-wise, offensively-wise, melee abilities-wise. Like, so that about sums it up for Wonder Woman and Mario. So next week, we'll be moving on to the matchup that will determine who Wonder Woman faces in the next round. Next, we will have Sephiroth from the Final Fantasy universe as the 4 seed, going against Bumblebee from the Transformers universe as the 5 seed. Yeah, that will be next week. Make sure to tune in and let us know what you think about all this nonsense. We would truly appreciate it. Other than that, I really don't think I have anything else to say. Do you have anything for the people, Eli?
Wahoo! No!
Thank you again for listening. On behalf of myself and of Eli here, no true hero is a one-trick pony.